What does it mean to embrace you? We oftentimes think about fitness journeys as these moments where we want to correct something. We might want to correct for inactivity. We might have a specific health goal in mind, whether that is to lose weight or to achieve overall holistic health. And oftentimes we think about those goals sort of in a silo, and we don't think about learning to embrace all of the factors of ourselves and learning that just because there's something that we can do better, that it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with us. And I think oftentimes we get mixed messages from society, from our friends, from our family about embracing ourselves. And we get mixed messages about what it means to be a person and to sort of exist in this space. And you have to hit a certain measuring stick. You have to look a certain way. You have to feel a certain way. But that's not always necessarily the case. There are things about us that aren't quote unquote normal, but there is also no existence of normal at all. And we every day have to work towards embracing ourselves and embracing the things that make us us. Today, I'm talking to Janessa Smart. Janessa is a group trainer out in Portland, Oregon, and through her own fitness journey, Janessa has learned to embrace herself after going through some times in her life where she was dealing with immense anxiety because of life stressors. Janessa has focused her life and her passion to not only learning to embrace herself, but to teach women around her how to embrace themselves as well through the Embrace You movement. So I think you're really going to enjoy my conversation with Janessa today, because we get into everything that is involved with learning to embrace yourself, learning to tackle the issues that exist that are often untalked about, both from a physical and a mental perspective, but we also talk about how to have fun doing it. I also want to acknowledge the current situation happening out west, both in Oregon and in California with the wildfires. I want to send you my best wishes, and I hope you are well and safe. I'm your host, Rich Sabata, and this is the Bodega Body Podcast.
Yo, smoking on top shelf Guido, and it's all over my hands like Cheetos. All she wanna do is dance in tight Speedos, relax in a mansion like the Migos. I can't even sell the shit that I smoke. This shit cause bands like the Beatles. And we watch movies like it's Regal, then go cash out on seafood, send her home with a quarter ounce of diesel. Girl, that boy don't even feed you, yet he saw me spread it like the measles. I feel like these niggas want competition with me, and I only compete with myself. This for the niggas who stuck to the mission with me. I got dev hair up in the kitchen.
All right, all right. Welcome back to the show. First off, a special shout out to my boy David James for the intro to this week's show. He provides the music all the time. You can find David James on Apple Music, Spotify, as well as SoundCloud. You know, the fascinating part about the internet is that you can find people, and you can find people sort of strangely. And this is one of those days where I had found someone on the internet, and I saw her feed, and I was like, wow, I really want to talk to that person because they seem like they're doing cool shit. So with me today, I've got a really cool guest, guys. She is a booty yoga instructor, a group trainer, and she works over at Formula 3 Fitness in Portland, Oregon. Please welcome Janessa Smart. Janessa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
What's interesting, I kind of alluded to it a little bit before. I kind of did what people probably shouldn't do, and I like slid into your DMs. And you rightfully so were like, who the hell is this guy? I'm gonna look him up before I like even like talk to him. But I'm glad that you trusted me enough to do this, and that you wanted to come on. So it's a
Yeah,
pleasure to have
he's
you on today.
legit. He's a real deal. I did my research to make sure he wasn't creepy, and everyone's safe. Everybody's good.
So first of all, I think we'll get into your background and everything as the conversation goes on, but I've been asking all of my guests this. The most overstated thing over the past number of months is that things are crazy out there, and times are crazy. So how have you been over the past number of months?
That is such a loaded question. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different for everyone, and I know that it hasn't been easy. I've gone through, still going through unemployment. So work is looking a little bit different for me right now. A lot of things have become virtual because of the past, what is happening, which I'm fine with. Virtual actually means more mobility, so I can kind of travel a little more, which is cool. And yeah, it's been interesting. I've really had to learn to let go the past few months. If anything has taught me anything over all of this is to you can't control everything in life. And I know I'm kind of one of those people who wants a specific schedule. I want everything in order. I want to have control. But I have learned to let go because you can't control that. So learning lesson.
I think that's so important. And one of the things that I talk with my girlfriend a lot about is control what you can, right? And take control of the little things, even when the world seems like it's going a bit nuts and there's so much around you that is so out of your control. Let go of the things that you can't, but also control what you can in your life and control how you react to things to the best of your ability to be able to, kind of move forward in the best way that you can.
Right, absolutely.
So I think the way that I found you online was actually through your Instagram and your Instagram posts. One of the things I noticed about you is that you do a lot of and I tend to be a big fan of this stuff. It's just like scrappy related stuff and like working with what you've got. And so one of the things that I noticed is that the thing that's popping out into my head is this like kitchen workout that you had done, and it was like this like little routine that you had done. So, since the start of the pandemic and stuff, like how are you shaping the way that you work with people to try to best serve them in whatever situation that they have?
Right. Well, since that happened, my studio that I worked for originally had to shut down, but we're doing virtual, obviously. And in that, there are times when I've done virtual in my apartment. And I'm like, okay, a lot of people are doing this. So, what tools, like, what can I give them to continue down this path of staying fit, staying in shape, that's around their house? Like, what can they use? What are the things they can do? There's so many moves you can do with just your body to stay fit and stay in shape. You don't even need weights sometimes. And if you do want to use something with resistance, grab a wine bottle. I mean, there's things all over the place. So, I've kind of had to become creative with. Not having access to a studio at all times and knowing that other people don't have that either. So it's like, how do we stay in shape during these times and stay healthy?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the fitness industry, out of any other industry, has probably been the slowest to like go back to quote unquote normal after all this stuff. Like in New York, they just announced this week, when they're gonna start reopening gyms. And I've seen like instructors in the park, I've seen instructors do things virtually. So, kudos to you for adjusting to the best of your ability and adjusting the best as you can. But I'm sure it's not easy all the time, especially when you have to be a little bit more creative. But I also think that makes a little bit fun.
Right, yeah, kind of. It does. It's just kind of unique, and you don't really have someone there telling you exactly what you're supposed to do. So it kind of opens the door for you to use your imagination and, yeah, help lead people in a different way. You're always just trying to change people's lives, regardless if it's in person, virtually, just help people get healthier and feel better about themselves.
I have to ask, how did you get into this work? Like, how did you get into wanting to help people become the healthiest version of themselves and, you know, work with people in sort of this fitness capacity?
Well, that's kind of an interesting story too. So I was in college going to through pre-med, and it gave me a lot of anxiety, which I wasn't ever an anxiety ridden person growing up. I was always pretty laid back, you know, I didn't really care, show a lot of feelings or emotion. And, I didn't really have a workout routine. I was just, you know, fine, I guess, like normal, just like, just kind of, you know, stay thin without eating or like stupid things like that. But I wasn't healthy necessarily. And then I entered college, went through pre-med, but was also trying to work full-time, and this had too much on my plate and really didn't know how to handle it. And so it's one of those things where you have a lot of stressors and you're kind of going by your, like, day by day, you just always feel this certain level of stress, but it never subsides. And then one day it's like the smallest thing just makes you snap. And you might have like your first anxiety attack or like, you know, nervous breakdown or whatever that may look like to you. And it doesn't happen to everyone, but it's just my story of what happened to me. But yeah, it was just one night I was laying in bed and I had just a strange thought about my dog. It was so random, nothing in particular. And that was it. That's like what the straw that broke the camel's back. And I just had an intense panic attack and I had no idea what it was. And I went to the emergency room and I felt like an idiot. Like because they ran all these tests on me and they were like, you're fine. And I'm like, I'm not fine. I'm dying. And anyone who's ever had a panic attack knows that feeling and totally understands like how you feel crazy. If you go to an emergency room and they're just like, you're fine.
Right.
So I let it go, thought maybe it was nothing. And then they continued to happen more and more and it started to increase. And it was embarrassing because I didn't come from a family who had any sort of issues like that. And I didn't really want anyone to know because I just felt really embarrassed by it. So I was like, I got to figure this out for myself. I don't want people to know I have this problem and blah, blah, blah. You know, the scenarios are going through my mind. And so funny enough, that's one of the things that got me into doing yoga. So when I had a panic attack, my hands would get this kind of like electrical feeling through them, through my hands and through my feet. And I would get super shaky and like I couldn't breathe and all these things. And I realized if I could take my mind and control it by thinking of something else, and that something else was physical. And so then that's where my physical component started to come in. And I picked up yoga for one of them just to start helping me with my breathing exercises, help controlling the mind a little bit more, being able to let go of stress. And I was just doing them at home, like just like a little yoga home video and just kind of going through the motions of that. So that's kind of what started off my fitness journey, because I realized that being physically active and starting to be more mindful and more in tune to my body helped control the panic attacks, you know, I'm just becoming more aware. So that's kind of, like the bare bones kind of right where I started.
I mean, there's a lot to unpack there, right? So I think the first thing that really stands out to me is that one, you go to a medical facility and you're asking for help.
Right.
And you're saying like, no, something is wrong. And you're having a very physical response to something that I think on the surface level isn't a physical level problem. And I think that this is sometimes where like our medical system needs to catch up to like the idea of holistic health, right? It's the idea that like the stuff that's going on, and I'm pointing to my head for people listening, the stuff going on in your head and in your heart and whatever is very much causing physical responses for you. And how that's all tied together. Like you are one body, and for someone to be like, no, you're fine, don't worry about it, like that is sort of very problematic. And I have to say, like the commendable thing about your story and how you got into everything is that you decided to do something about it, right? And that you decided to take what little control that you could into your own hands. And you're like, no, I want to find a solution to this because I don't want to be in this state forever. And I don't want to be going through this cycle because as someone who also has been through depressive states myself, and my own sort of mental issues, like I'll say that sometimes these things can be very cyclical if you don't address them. And so finding the yoga, and by the way, yoga videos are great. And, I actually got into guided meditations a lot when I was incredibly depressed. And finding little mental head-clearing things like that, I think, are so, so important. And I think yoga is actually one of those things where you can blend the physical aspect very well with, like, the mental and the emotional aspects pretty well. So that's how you started working out, right? Like, how do you take that journey and that physical journey for yourself? And you're like, no, I want to show this to other people as well.
Right. So the more I started to work on myself, I also started reading self-help books and doing all these other, you know, things. Doors started opening up and I just wanted to learn more, you know? And then the more I learned and the more I opened myself up to it, the more I realized other people were experiencing it too, which then gave me the opportunity to be open and to discuss what I was feeling. It's like the first person I told I was having a panic attack to, because I was nervous to express that, was like, that's fine. I've had panic attacks before. And they made me feel so normal. And there is a normalcy behind that, you know? And as soon as I started to feel more normal and started to realize that other people had similar issues, regardless of if it is from panic attacks to depression to eating disorders, like whatever it is, like I just was like, I want to help people the way I've been helping myself, because I feel that through fitness and through, you know, meditation and through all these things, we can help each other in a tremendous way. And it helped me so much. So I just wanted to share that, like, with other people. I wanted to open other people's eyes to the wonders of exercise and the wonders of mental health and how it all correlates, because it does connect completely through and through. So that's just kind of, I just woke up one day and I was like, I want to teach other people how to do this, how to feel good about themselves and about their life and about their mental state, because it all relates, you know.
Yeah. So at this point, are you like, screw pre-med? You know, this is it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to the pre-med thing, and then I ended up dabbling with other things. And finally I graduated with a psychology degree, and then I was like, well, I'm going to go into fitness. So I went through all of that. That was great.
I have to say there's this like incredibly liberating feeling, I think, like once you finally talk about your struggles, whatever that struggle might be. And I think you're right that there is this like inherent like shame or stigma that I think that as both women and men, and whoever else, no matter who you are listening to this, no matter where you lay on the gender spectrum, like, no matter who you are, there's this sort of stigma in our society around mental health and this sort of inherent shame that comes with, I feel like something is wrong. Does that mean there's something wrong with me? And trying to break through that is often so difficult for people. So in the work that you do now, do you try to share some of that with people and share some of your story and your background?
Yeah, I should share it more through my social media content, but I share it more in person. Like when I was coaching people in my classes and day-to-day situations with people coming in, you know, a lot of times we would share these similar stories or connect in those kind of ways. I have yet to share my story on social media. So this is the first little shout out of my background.
Good time as any.
Exactly. But there is something very healing, and just, I think there's a lot of power in being vulnerable and showing that off to people, you know, because there's there's nothing strong about just burying it all inside. There's nothing, I don't think that shows any strength. I think it's scarier to open yourself out and share your story and tell the world about what you've been through. That's terrifying, you know? So I think that that is stronger than, you know, trying to hold it all in. And holding all in just leads to not only mental issues, but physical issues, you know? I mean, that stress, that cortisol, all that stuff you're carrying in your head will eventually manifest into a physical way. So, I mean, I just say let it out, you know?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And like, while each of our stories are very much sort of individual and unique to us, I think what you often find is that you realize, like, no, the person next to me might have been dealing with something similar in their own right, right? Like your friend who also dealt with anxiety themselves. Like, it's sort of the same thing. Like, they dealt with anxiety in their own way,
right?
But you're dealing with it in your way. But there's something about that commonality and that community that makes you realize, like, no, we're just kind of in this together, and we're all kind of just like, you know, moseying about, like, trying to figure this out. And I think that, especially now, given the time that we are in the world, it's so applicable, right? And it's so relatable to so many of us that we're like, I pulled my Instagram the other day, and one of the things that I realize is that a great majority of people right now are dealing with some kind of, like, isolation, depression, and we're all dealing with, like, this, like, really weird, like, fucked up moment of and no matter where you look at it, right? Like, no matter where you are on whatever political spectrum, no matter where you are on in terms of the health stuff, like, you can, I think everyone can agree that, like, shit's weird right now. Mm-hmm. And I think there is sort of this, like, very strong moment of solace to know that we're all kind of in this together, and we're all figuring this out day by day, and no one from, you know, the people at the top to, you know, the people at the bottom, no one has figured it out yet. And, you know, it's important to kind of just, like, stick together throughout all of this, you know, no matter who you are, no matter where you are.
I know some people have been, I feel like people feel alone and separate, especially with all the, you know, different political factors and beliefs that are going on right now. I feel like people are just starting to separate even more, and where this is a time we really need to come together and see that there's similarities in what we're all going through. We're all going through this. We're all trying to do the best we can do with what is handed to us, and maybe showing just a little more sympathy towards someone who doesn't share the same beliefs, and trying to move forward with that thought, some of our openness, and not being so close.
No, I mean, and that's sort of applicable to everything. And it kind of brings me into the next thing I wanted to ask you about. I think one of the cool things about your background is that you touch a lot of different sort of places in fitness, and you touch a lot of different sort of disciplines in fitness, which I think is pretty cool, because I think you often run into a lot of people in this industry who are very hyper-focused on their one thing and are very hyper-focused into their one discipline. Like, you have your bodybuilding folks, you have your powerlifting folks, you have your Zumba, your yoga, your whoever. And people like their thing, and there's nothing wrong with liking that one thing. But I think what's cool about your background is that you have so many different touch points. So tell me a little bit about what made you want to try so many different things and get so many different kind of disciplines under your belt.
Well, I think it comes down from a background of, okay, so when you start fitness, sometimes it's hard to start down that journey and be persistent at it, right? So everyone knows who started a fitness routine. You're in it for maybe, I don't know, like a month. Maybe you'll go hard. You make a plan. You're like, I'm going to kill it. I'm going to work out 7 days a week, like 40 hours. Yeah. You're like, what? Okay, calm down, you know? And then you start to get burnout, or you start to fatigue. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like, I don't really want to do this anymore. And then 3 weeks goes by and you're like, oh, I forgot to work out, you know? So I went through that too. Yeah. I went through my up and downs of my own personal workout before I started instructing. And through that though, I started to realize if I just changed my workout, or I do something different, something physically different, but continue to stay physically active, it will keep me in the game. And I think by doing that, I have tried out so many different styles of workouts, because I'm a kind of person that just gets tired of the same routine over and over again. And I know there's a lot of people who feel that way. You know, you have your diehards that's like, this is what I do, but you also have your people who want to try something new. They get tired, and that's okay. Yeah. And that's like something I try to explain to people. This might get boring after a while. Do something else. There's a million different styles of workouts you can do. So I always like to have yoga just kind of as a background to keep me sane, to keep me, you know, mentally healthy. But I used to love dancing. I did like hip hop dancing back in high school and all these different things. Nice. And so the very first thing I ever started instructing was Zumba. So
fun fact, I Googled you and I found a picture of you on the Zumba website. Yeah. And you have like this like sideways cap and you have this like fun makeup. Yeah. So it was good.
Yeah. So I first started teaching Zumba because I was like, I like to dance. And it was just like a good, like, you know, let's do this. I want to be an instructor. I'm going to go for something that's fun. And, you know, everyone likes Zumba. It was cool at the time. I was like, whatever. So I did that. But like my workout routine, I didn't just do Zumba for my fitness. I did a bunch of other things. And so then I got more interested in teaching other styles of classes. But I always liked the group fitness element. So I love the energy that group fitness brought to the room.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, all right, I think I'm going to try booty yoga next. So booty yoga was my next thing I did. And I went and got certified there.
Yeah. By the way, I think for the sake of the listeners, we should explain what booty yoga was, because I had zero clue. I like looked it up before and I was like, what the hell is this? I'll let you take it away. You can explain it better than I could.
For the listeners, it's B-U-T-I. So I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there. Every time I say it, they're like, ooh, booty. I'm like, okay, well, it will work your booty, but that's not what it's called. It's B-U-T-I, booty. And it's basically a yoga class that you listen to like rap, hip hop, whatever type of music you want. Nice. You are like your own instructor. You kind of make up your own flow. It can have tribal dancing in it. It's a mix of Pilates. I mean, it's like Zumba meets yoga meets hip hop. It's like a yoga on steroids. I mean, it's so fun. Yeah. And I really, really love it. It brings a lot of energy, and it's a hard workout. I mean, but it like lets you lose your mind, if that makes sense. Hmm. It's one of those classes where you're so in the moment, like you literally cannot think of anything else except for what you're doing on that mat, because it's difficult. So, I mean, if you're stressed out about something, if you're angry, go take a booty yoga class. You will forget about it because it will just let it go.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I love that kind of stuff. And I love the kind of stuff that like you're moving sometimes like so quick that you like, you're kind of just like going to have to keep going, and you're going to have to like safely, but like you're going to have to like try to just keep the rhythm. And there's a yoga studio here in New York. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's called Y7. It is a hip hop yoga studio, but it's also like in a warm room. Ooh. And so you're like moving fast and you're like dripping in sweat.
Hello, heart rate.
And the room is dark. And so like your vision and your equilibrium is off. But it is one of the most fun things, and they're not paying me to say this, but it's one of the most fun things. But it's so fun. And I also say, like you were mentioning about the group stuff, I really enjoy the group stuff. And I always, every time I'm looking for something new to switch up my routine, mostly pre-quarantine, of course, but like, every time I'm looking for something to switch up my routine, I go to some kind of group setting, because one, I find it's the perfect place to learn something new. It's the perfect place to learn something new at the same time when someone else is learning something new, which I also think is important, because that level of like shame and embarrassment is kind of off.
Which you should never have.
But
throw that out there.
Of course not. I'll also say that for myself personally, I get like super competitive. Like I was a big guy before. So for me, I'm just like, no, I'm going to prove that like I can do things better than like all these dudes that are like ripped in here and that are like in great shape and that I can keep up.
That's okay mindset. I think that's good. I'm competitive too. Yeah. So I think the same thing.
So I think there's some of that definitely, gets mixed in as well. I'm going to have to try out that booty yoga thing.
Yes. No, you should. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, just because from the video that I saw before, it looked intense, but it also looks so much fun. So I'm gonna see if I can like move my like sofa over so I can like have a little bit of extra room, right. to go all out.
Yeah, well, and that's the beautiful thing too about booty yoga is every time you go there, every time you show up, and that's like any workout, it's not just booty yoga. You're better than you were the time you went before, you know? So yeah, you could go in, you can maybe only last like a quarter of a class, but the next time you lasted halfway, you know, the time after that, 75%. I mean, it's all about just showing up repeatedly. And then all of a sudden you're a pro, you're good. But you just have to keep coming, you know? Nobody comes there their first time as a professional. It's like, I'm going to start the class now. I got this on lock. Like, you just got to come. That's like the hardest part, just showing up.
Yeah, definitely. And then like, honestly, sometimes like showing up is, and even if you're not necessarily in the best mood that day, showing up is a lot better than not showing up.
Yeah. And it usually puts you in a better mood. I mean, I've had to teach classes where I was like, not really feeling it. Wasn't a good day. That's just real life. You know, and you walk in and you're like,
of course,
man, I don't really want to do this. But then once you get in there, you start feeling the energy off other people. You can't help it. Like after class, you feel like $1 million. You're like, no way in your mind. You're gonna be like, I really regret getting a good workout in, feeling positive energy around me. Like I hated it. You won't leave like that. You will leave like, I feel better. I feel good. You know, I'm glad I did that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
How at this point in your fitness journey, you've been doing this for a little bit. You've been teaching for a little bit. So for you and in your own personal sort of practice and your own routine, how are you continuously challenging yourself now, or what are your goals at this point now that maybe for the most part you've worked through some of the bigger challenges? I'm sure you still deal with stuff like every other normal person,
right?
But what are some of the things that you aim for now?
Well, as far as physical fitness is concerned, I've just worked on lately kind of building up my HIIT routines. I've kind of became more of a fan of HIIT workouts, and I teach those now too. So after that, I've kind of progressed over to teaching HIIT and strength training and those styles of workouts. But the HIIT stuff's kind of a personal thing for me. Like I've actually just challenged myself to do everything that I've always hated. That makes sense. I'm like, I hate burpees. I mean, I want to meet the person who likes a burpee. I'm going to applaud them, but so I always add a burpees in my routines. I do burpees, I do tuck jumps, I do all the things that I resist, like things that I feel just so resistant on, I force myself to do until I don't feel that anymore. And that's just like a new thing I've started doing. I don't know, it makes me feel good though. I'm like, anytime I come, I get even better at it. I'm like, wow, I did like 10 burpees now in that 30 seconds. I mean, the same thing like I talked about before. Every time you show up, you become a little bit better. So,
And I feel like sometimes we tend to avoid things because we feel like we're not good at it, right?
Right.
And like I used to, especially when I was a little bit of a bigger boy, I used to be terrified of the treadmill. And I was like, you know what, as I started losing a little bit more weight, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go for that treadmill because I might hate it, but I need to challenge myself today.
Exactly.
And I need to like break out of that sort of habit and comfort zone and break out of my own head and like tackling it little by little, right? Because maybe I shouldn't like do like 20 miles on the treadmill if I'm sort of easing into it. But it's sort of the same principle, right? It's breaking into that. And what you find is that like once you start getting a little bit good at it, you're like, oh, okay, this wasn't that bad. It's still not my favorite.
Right.
But it wasn't that bad.
Right. And I think it's easy too for us to fall into a comfort zone. Like that's something with everything in our lives, right? Whether it's a job, a relationship, and we're always falling into those, like, I'm not super happy, but I'm comfortable, like, type of thing. And I feel like you can do that with your workout the same, you know? Yeah. You're like, this is kind of monotonous, but at least I'm here. I'm just kind of doing it. I'm kind of like, you're not even in the moment anymore because you're just such a routine. Yeah. And so I think it's good to kind of challenge yourself and step out of those comfort zones and be like, today I'm going to do 20 burpees, even though you hate them. But, you know, it kind of gives you a different feeling of like, wow, I didn't know I had that in me. I'm glad I hit that. Like, whatever that is to kind of give you a little boost for that day. But never settle.
For me, it's cardio, like anything cardio related. I'm just like, that's why the last couple months have just been so rough for me. Because like, I'll be honest, like I'm I'm pretty guilty, and like mostly, and probably a lot of guys are like this as well. I'm stereotyping a little bit, but they get like so stuck into like the weightlifting, you know, I need to like look a certain way and I need to like have a certain amount of muscles on my body. And this is not every guy, but like, I am one of those guys that I'm like, no, I like, you know, I want to, you know, have the muscles and I want to like train that. So I'm very heavy on the strength training. And every time that there's like something cardio related, I'm like, all right, like I'm going to drag my feet. I'm going to do this.
You're right.
But I challenged myself and I bought myself an exercise bike and I was like, okay, like now is when I'm going to like really kick it into high gear.
Nice.
And I found myself like recently, competing with other people through this exercise bike. I'll let you guess who it is. Again, not mentioning them because not sponsored, but
yeah. No, that helps too. If you're a competitive person, like having a workout friend or a workout partner or whoever, I mean, that's the best way to start a routine and then to maintain one, because that person shows up and you're not there. If they're getting fit and, you know, looking good and you keep slacking, I mean, what's a better motivation, you know? You're like, dang it, they're looking so good. Like, they're really getting in shape, you know? They feel great. I gotta pick it up, you know? So that's always a good motivation.
Definitely. you brought me in very, very swiftly into my next point that I wanted to make sure that I mentioned. I see that you're part of this Embrace You movement.
Yes.
And community is so, so important. So tell me a little bit about that.
Right. So I recently just joined a group called Embrace You. My friend made up the movement and she's spectacular, by the way. She's also a personal trainer on the side and does a bunch of virtual personal training as well. But basically it's just about bringing positive body image to women and empowering them and like helping them relearn to embrace themselves. You know, I mean, it's difficult in these days of, you know, looking at, it's not even just these, it's been happening for a while, but watching social media, especially with Instagram, Facebook, seeing all these beautiful women on there who are perfect, you know, in every way, which is not reality. And we should know that, but sometimes it's hard, you know, when you're looking at that every day and to know like, that's not reality. Like even that beautiful girl is going to have an off day or have something, you know, not go well, or maybe she's going through something difficult. You just don't see that through a smiling picture, you know? And so it's just one of those things where we really want to open the doors for women to feel safe, to open up, to become better versions of themselves. Like we want to build them up and be like, hey, let's get healthy together. Let's get in shape. Let's, you know, mentally clear all the garbage out and know that you're beautiful and you're wonderful and you're wanted. And so that's basically what it's about. And pre-COVID, we were able to do like live group meetings. And so we would invite, you know, women all over the city, and we would start off with a fitness class. Like I taught the last one, I did Buddha yoga, which is a great starter, you know, get everybody's energies going. And and then afterwards we started writing down like affirmations about, you know, just things we saw for ourselves, just manifesting a little bit. And then we shared those, and in that share, a lot of vulnerability came out. And that's kind of what we want. We want them to know that they have that space to be open. And once you let it out, like we discussed earlier, once you open up, you start to realize so many people share that same feeling or that same thought. And we're all just one, you know, connected force. Like, and so knowing that women have your back and are supporting you regardless of what you're going through, I mean, there's nothing stronger than that. So that's kind of what we're about.
And there's a lot there, right? I think the first thing is that, one, I think it's no secret at this point that like society puts a lot of pressure on our women, no matter what culture, no matter what background, no matter where you come from, there is an insane amount of pressure on women to look a certain way, to act a certain way. And the idea of perfect might be a little bit different in every culture, and the idea of perfect might be a little bit different depending on where you come from. But there's this, I think, especially as you're saying with social media, this unattainable measuring stick that I feel like women are kind of always like placing themselves against, that society is placing them against. And I think like the things like the dating apps don't help. I think that like, yeah, all of that stuff is just like so vain, so surface level.
Yeah.
So I think what's really cool about this Embrace You thing is that like, along with fitness, it's realizing that you have to do so from a body positive perspective, right? Because girl, it is okay to have those curves.
Right. Absolutely. Like, yeah.
Like, you know, embrace those curves, love those curves, love you for who you are.
Yeah.
But try to be the best version of yourself, no matter what that means, because, you know, the girl next to you at the gym is dealing with her own things.
Yeah.
The girl on Instagram is dealing with her own things.
Right.
So that part of it is so significantly important as well.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And in that means like you love your body. If you love, truly, truly do love your body, regardless of the size, like you will take care of your body then, right? So you will feed your body the way it needs to be fed. You will drink your water, you will give it exercise, you will stretch. And that means you really do love your body. And it doesn't matter what size you are. If you're doing those things, you are healthy. You know, you don't have to be a size zero, like to be, actually, that's probably not healthy, to be honest. And so, I mean, it's just like, just be mindful of how your body feels. If you feel good, you know, then your body's beautiful. Like it looks good. And that's all it comes down to.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think one of the critiques that our industry as a whole like often gets is that like it's the diet culture and it's the supplement culture and it's like the all this stuff. But I think what's really cool about what you all are doing is that you're trying to break down some of that, right? And you're trying to say like, no, like it's all about the self-love part, and it's all about you know, finding that inner comfort for yourself. I kind of wish there was something like this for guys.
Okay. Because guys can totally come in here and embrace you. I am not going to say they cannot. We are open to anybody. We started off with women, but I would love for gentlemen to come in as well and share their truths.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll say this, that like guys deal with their own sort of sense of body dysmorphia, you know, all of the time. And one of the things on my blog that I've written out about before is like sort of searching for this like body positivity in a when you're on your fitness journey, and like realizing that like losing the 20 pounds, losing the whatever, you know, isn't going to solve all of your problems if you're not addressing the things that are deep within for yourself, right? Which brings us back to the mental health portion that we had talked about earlier.
Yeah.
It's finding that inner balance.
Yeah. People don't realize how intertwined nutrition, fitness, and mental health are. You really have to have all three components in your life. I mean, it's one of those things where, say one of them slacking, like you're not eating healthy, but you work out all the time. And where is that going to lead you? You know, like you could still be clogging your arteries. Cool. You're super ripped, but you're downing a pizza every single day. I mean, that doesn't mean you're healthy internally. You know, you need to have good nutrition. And then say like you're eating pretty good, you're working out, but the mental component isn't there. Say you're working way too much, you can't get enough sleep, you're drained, your cortisol levels are shooting out the roof. Like you all of a sudden start getting sick. You get ulcers, you get these weird health issues. You can't work out anymore. So like you really have to have all three in check to be your ultimate self. And that all has to do with just self-care. Just care about your body, you know, but be aware of what you're putting in your body. Be aware of your thoughts, you know, be aware of your movement. Just like care more about yourself and know that that's all that matters. Outside of loving other people, of course.
Of course. But like, and it's also like taking a moment to stop, right? And actually think about how you feel.
Right.
Which is so important because we're all like such busy people. Like, I've got my full-time job. I do the podcast. I do my blog. I try to be the best boyfriend I can be to my girlfriend. I try to be the best son I can be. I try to be the best friend that I can be. And there are so many times where I'm just like, Rich, stop. just like stop and like take a moment to chill, to breathe, to take your own mental time, because you can't take care of other people, you know, unless you're taking care of yourself. And no matter if you're a mother or if you're just a friend, like, you know, you've got to think of, you got to help yourself before you can help other people.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. And it is hard to take that moment, but I think everyone needs to take that moment every single day. I don't think, you know, a bunch of weeks need to go by and all of a sudden, like I said, a panic attack happens or whatever. Then that means too much time went by. You didn't take that moment to yourself, you know, to kind of recalibrate and bring yourself back to yourself, because it's too easy to get lost in the exterior world and everything that's going around us. So
definitely. How do you try to get that in for yourself?
Sometimes it could be something as simple as just driving to the next, like wherever I'm going. So I have to drive, you know, to my studio every day, you know, just to do some of the live virtual classes. And in that time, I'll shut my music off. I will just be with myself. Sometimes it's something as small as that. Like, I know I'm still doing something, I'm still driving, but in that time I can kind of regain some energy. I'm in silence. I'm just finding out where my mind is, where my mental state is, maybe getting a little more prepared for the day. You know, I mean, it just takes those little moments throughout the day of silence, of quietness, you know, so you don't have to, if you don't have that time. I don't understand has a, my phone went a little weird. All right. I know everyone has busy schedules, you know, and they're like, I just don't have that time, but literally 5 minutes, 5 minutes of your day, just to sit there with yourself and be like, where is my mind? What is my body feeling right now? You know, where are my thoughts? Just take 5 minutes and that's all you need. And then maybe notice like, well, my thoughts have been really negative today, or maybe my body's really tense. I feel like I'm pulling a lot of tension in my neck and in my shoulders, and use your breath to kind of help calm you down, to bring you back to your center, and then go again, you know? So, I mean, it'll happen, but just taking those few minutes does wonders for you.
Yeah, you're dropping a lot of great knowledge here. I love all of
it. No, it's gone.
No, and I'll say that, like, going back to the affirmations thing you were talking about earlier, like, I think the concept of affirmations can sometimes be, like, confusing to people who don't often do it. And I often talk about, like, I started calling them, like, trap affirmations, but, like, it's, like, I find music for myself that just, like, reinvigorates me, and that, like, repumps me up, that refocuses me, that, strengthens me for me. And so I don't always, like, write stuff down, but, like, I'll go listen to, like, some old school Jay-Z, I'll go listen to sometimes Drake, but, like, you know, sometimes Taylor Swift, and not sure Taylor Swift is trap, but, you know, it's, finding the little things that just like give you that self building up that you might need in that moment is so pivotal and so key.
Yeah, it could be taking a moment to doodle, to paint something, to whatever it is, to kind of just like let go of that tension. And music is so powerful. Like, people don't even realize music completely put you in a different frame of mind. I love using music as a tool. And I mean, that's why we have music in our classes, right? Or in fitness classes, to pump people up, or in yoga, maybe to calm people down. I mean, music is extremely, extremely powerful and very therapeutic, I believe. So it's a great tool.
100%. I'll say that, like, for me, music was at the center of my fitness journey. It's for me, like, when I would go to the gym, I just made sure that I had whatever I needed that day, whatever music was that I needed that day. And just blared it loudly, probably a little bit too loud, you know, and, you know, felt whatever it was for myself. I have to ask, just because I know that you mentioned this the last time we spoke, was that your mom is actually a fitness instructor.
Yes.
Or was a fitness instructor. So do you guys talk about work a lot?
So when I was younger, she taught a body combat class by Les Mills, who, if anyone's familiar with the Les Mills programs. I used to come to her classes all the time when I was little. And so I guess you could say that was like my intro into the fitness industry with my mother. She was really good at keeping us active and just making sure that we weren't sitting around all day watching TV and just kind of eating junk food. She was always really like health oriented. And so that kind of helped me get a start in, I guess, that mindset of being like, yeah, it's good to work out. It's good to do these things. Not that I necessarily did them in the beginning, you know, it took me,
Of course.
You know, a weird state of mind to get into, but I definitely learned the benefit of it, but I saw it at a young age, which I think helps a lot, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm sure she's incredibly proud of you and proud of the work that you're doing, because you're doing a lot of cool shit.
She is. She's actually really adorable. So she always comes to all my fitness classes virtually, which I think is super nice. Cute. Yeah. And some of my newer platforms that weren't built yet, she sometimes was the only person on there, which is so cute. Wow. Yeah, I loved it.
That support system is so important.
It's
so key.
Yeah.
Especially like when we're new at this stuff, but we just like want someone to show up. Like mom showing up is, you know, the best thing.
I'm like, I got one person in my class today. Like, oh, really? Who? I'm like, my mom. It was awesome. Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Janessa, this has been absolutely fantastic. I've loved hearing your story, and we chatted a little bit before we re-recorded, but it's been awesome to hear about your story. And I think that it's pretty dope the work that you're doing with women. It's, you know, the fitness philosophy and mindset you put out there is pretty dope. And I hope that, you know, whoever is listening to this, you know, no matter where they come from, that they can learn to embrace themselves, you know, no matter what that is, and work through the things that they got to work through for themselves. So thank you so much for sharing everything.
Yeah, no, thank you for giving me this opportunity, because I've never gotten the chance to speak this way before. So it feels good just to kind of open up. And it's just the message I want to get across. I want to keep speaking this way. So thank you for opening those doors for me.
Of course, of course. Well, if people want to find you online, where can they find you online?
My Instagram is JNS Fitness. And then once you click on that, you can find my virtual studio information. So right now we just switched over platforms for Formula 3 to MindBody. It's a little bit confusing. We're working through a few little bugs right now. So this is really recent. We just switched over this week. So you can find me on that as well if you want to join one of my live classes. So if you get confused, just DM me. You can slip in my DMs and I'll help you out when figuring out how to sign up to a class. We do HIIT style, strength training, and yoga. And then also you can look me up on Embrace You as well. And then that is our beautiful movement that we're trying to get across the world. So I would love if anyone, female or male, would please join us on that, because the more the merrier.
Awesome. Amazing. Janessa, I am sure that we will be, chatting soon. And, I can't wait to see you to continue to grow. I can't wait to see Embrace You to continue to grow. This has been awesome.
Yes, thank you so much for this. And thank you for the opportunity. I loved it.
Yeah, of course. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.
I'm back in rare form, nigga. I said I'm back in rare form, nigga. Yo, listen. I said I came from the bottom. You an elevator, baby. The struggle made us humble and genuinely crazy. Yo, silver spoon, never. I was raised in the living room. All day smoking haze, praying that I get it soon. I took a nigga pack when I was broke. Almost 20 with no money, up in college lacking hope. Had the whole dorm clicking. You know niggas gotta smoke. Wiping out the competition. Ain't no David had the dope. Couldn't walk in my butters. They only fit G's. Nigga, my wrist freeze. Niggas play Superman and get Chris Reeve. All from a text message. I have your girl on you. You be stretched out before you send your next message. I don't like niggas. Beat around the bush for what? I'm really nice, nigga. Ask around and look them up. I'm in a deli with a bottle trying to see what's goody. Yeti side streets cold, you gon' need okay, you. None of y'all niggas gon' ride. Niggas say nice, he lied. Must be fried. Know where I'm going, nigga, I don't need a god. Married to this money, baby, I don't need a bride. I said all my niggas gon' ride. Niggas say nice, he lied. Must be fried. Know where I'm going, nigga, I don't need a god. Married to this money, baby, I don't need a bride. I feel like a precious pebble lodged under the sea. Since I was 8, I knew a 9 to 5 wasn't for me. Shit ain't always how you want it to be. That's why I gotta work hard. My ancestors had to run to be free. At 15, I was running the streets, drinking liquor, puffing the gweets, cutting from school, fucking with freaks. By 21, I was sunk in the seat. G-Ride, bumping some beats, probably looking for something to eat. During my childhood, nothing was sweet. I wore ponies to school. The mother niggas had ups on their feet. It never fazed me though. I knew I was more intelligent, and the gift I had made it even more relevant. When I rap, I touch many like a known therapist, cause I'm packed with more passion than a gold medalist. I say something, they gon' jack it, nigga, no letterman. I can pop at any time, shit, there's no telling it. Okay, none of y'all niggas gon' ride. Niggas say nice, they lied. Must be fried. Know where I'm going, nigga, I don't need a god. Married to this money, baby, I don't need a bride. I said all my niggas gon' ride. Niggas say nice, they lied. Must be fried. Know where I'm going, nigga, I don't need a god. Married to this money, baby, I don't need a bride.